We are about to begin Simen Chav Zayin, which deals with the halachas of exactly where and how to put on your tefillin. Today we will only be doing Sif Aleph, and the Mechaber begins and defines where precisely you place the tefillin shel yad. So he begins and says it is Bezroa small on the left arm. Why the left one? This will be discussed in detail later in the Mechaber. But we put it on the left because the pasuk says Yodcha, and it is spelled with a hey at the end. Yodcha in Hebrew should be Yud Dalid Chaf. Instead, the pasuk spells it Yud Dalid Chaf Hey, from which we learn Yad Keha, the weaker hand. So it gets put on the arm, of the left arm, that is. Which part of it? So it says here, the Mechaber says, Bebasar HaTafuach. The part of the flesh which is raised, which is literally swollen. In other words, the muscle. This goes on the muscle, shebe'etzem, shebein ha-kovdo uvein ha-shechi, which means between the elbow and the underarm, the elbow and the shoulder. So there on the muscle, you're supposed to put the tefillin shel yad, and the Mechaber says, v'yata tefillin ma'at letzad ha-guf. It should not be right in the center of it, but it should be pointed towards the body so that when you straighten out your arm, you will have your tefillin actually towards the heart, facing towards the lave. Binyan shekeshe Yaakov zro lamata yekeneged libo. This way he will fulfill the mitzvah of v'hayu hadvar me'ela al levavecha. The Ramah adds that it should be at which side of the arm, barosh ha'etzem hasamoch lekovdo, avolo b'chatzi etzem shesamoch leshechi, which means it should be facing, it should be on the half of it out rather than towards the armpit, towards the elbow and not towards the armpit. That means if you would go and divide that part of your arm in half, it should be in the lower half, the half that is closer to the elbow. Now, what this means is that you really have to have tefillin that are not larger than the distance between the beginning of the muscle, if you're coming from the elbow, the beginning of the muscle, until halfway between the elbow and your armpit, which may not be all that big. So you have to make sure that your tefillin are not too large for that. Now, what happens if you find that your tefillin are larger than that? So the halacha is like this. If the tefillin are going to come any lower than the muscle, if they're going to come down lower towards the elbow than the muscle, they are out of place, even one part of them. The tefillin must be completely on the muscle and not lower. Whereas, with regard to the halacha of it being on the lower half and not on the higher half, there are matirim. There are those who say that in the upper half it is kosher too. Even though lechatchila we do not do that because of the Ramah, nevertheless, if one's tefillin are too big, he is better off having them higher than lower. So that what you do is you put your tefillin on the lowest part of the muscle and let them go up as high as they come. If your tefillin are too big and they protrude above the halfway mark, which is going against the Ramah, still we would say that one is Yotze anyway. The Ramah continues. Gidim she'en lo yad rag zroa. Someone who is missing a hand, all he's got is an arm. Yaniach below bracha. He should put tefillin on without a bracha. Now, as far as the halacha of what has to be missing, the Mishneh Berurah paskins that if he's got an arm already past the elbow, in other words, he's not. It's only what's missing is his hand, and perhaps part of the arm, but he also has part of the lower part of the arm. In other words, the arm beneath the elbow, he's got something there as well. There, he can actually make a bracha. It's only if all he's got is the arm above the elbow, only there could he not make a bracha. The halacha is if all he's got is from the elbow and up, he wouldn't make a bracha, but he would be able to put on the tefillin. Now, according to the Minag Ashkenaz, that on the Shel Rosh, one makes two brachas following the Ramah, it would turn out that this person could make two brachas anyway, it's just that he's saying them on the Shel Rosh. In which case, he can have in mind that if the halacha is that he really should be putting on tefillin where he is, then he wants the lohaniach to work for the shel yad as well. So lahalacha, so long as he's got a bit of an arm beneath the elbow, he puts on tefillin with a bracha. If he does not, he would put tefillin on without a bracha, but make both brachas on the shalrosh, so he ends up saying lahaniach anyway. Now, in the case of someone who is missing the arm altogether, so the halacha is that he is pater from tefillin. He could not put on the other arm because certainly his other arm would not be considered the weaker one. There is one daya that he does have to put on the other arm. The Mishnah Berurah does mention it. He says yesh machmirim. Now, what happens if somebody is also incapable of using his right arm or is missing part of it for putting his tefillin on his left arm, so he can have someone else put it on him? In other words, the halachi is that the tefillin have to be placed on the arm, on the person's own arm, of course, but someone else can put it on for him. So if for some reason he could not use his right hand to put his tefillin on his left, then the halacha is still, he can ask someone else to put the tefillin on for him.